The following sermon was preached by Basil of Caesarea sometime between 330 and 379 AD.
The scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth. This is God's word.
It is right that anyone beginning to narrate the formation of the world should begin with the good order which reigns in visible things. I am about to speak of the creation of heaven and earth, which was not spontaneous, as some have imagined, but drew its origin from God. What ear is worthy to hear such a tale? How earnestly the soul should prepare itself to receive such high lessons. How pure it should be from carnal affections. How unclouded by worldly disquietudes. How active and ardent in its researches. How eager to find in its surroundings an idea of God which may be worthy of him. But before weighing the justice of these remarks, before examining all the sense contained in these few words, let us see who addresses them to us. Because if the weakness of our intelligence does not allow us to penetrate the depths of the thoughts of the writer, yet we shall be involuntarily drawn to give faith to his words by the force of his authority. Now, it is Moses who has composed this history. Moses, who, when still at the breast, is described as exceedingly fair. Moses, whom the daughter of Pharaoh adopted, who received from her a royal education, and who had for his teachers the wise men of Egypt. Moses, who disdained the pomp of royalty and, to share the humble condition of his compatriots, preferred to be persecuted with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting delights of sins. Moses, who received from nature such a love of justice that even before the leadership of the people of God was committed to him, he was impelled by a natural horror of evil to pursue evildoers even to the point of punishing them by death. Moses, who, banished by those whose benefactors he had been, hastened to escape from the tumults of Egypt and took refuge in Ethiopia, living there far from former pursuits and passing 40 years in the contemplation of nature. Moses, finally, who at the age of 80 saw God, as far as it is possible for man to see him. According to the testimony of God himself, if there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. It is this man whom God judged worthy to behold him face to face, like the angels, who imparts to us what he has learnt from God. Let us listen, then, to these words of truth written without the help of the enticing words of man's wisdom, by the dictation of the Holy Spirit, words destined to produce not the applause of those who hear them, but the salvation of those who are instructed by them. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I stop struck with admiration at this thought. What shall I say first? Where shall I begin my story? Shall I show forth the vanity of the Gentiles? Shall I exalt the truth of our faith? The philosophers of Greece have made much ado to explain nature, and not one of their systems has remained firm and unshaken, each being overturned by its successor. It is vain to refute them. They are sufficient in themselves to destroy one another. Those who were too ignorant to rise to a knowledge of God could not allow that an intelligent cause presided at the birth of the universe. A primary error that involved them in sad consequences. Some had recourse to material principles and attributed the origin of the universe to the elements of the world. Others imagined that atoms and indivisible bodies, molecules and ducts, forms by their unions, the nature of the visible world. Atoms reuniting or separating produce births and deaths, and the most durable bodies only owe their consistency to the strength of their mutual adhesions. A true spider's web woven by these writers who give to heaven, to earth, and to sea so weak an origin and so little consistency. It is because they knew not how to say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Deceived by their inherent atheism, it appeared to them that nothing governed or ruled the universe, and that all was given up to chance. To guard us against this error, the writer on the creation, from the very first words, enlightens our understanding with the name of God. In the beginning, God created. What a glorious order! He first establishes a beginning, so that it might not be supposed that the world never had a beginning. Then he adds, created, to show that that which was made was a very small part of the power of the Creator. In the same way that the potter, after having made with equal pains a great number of vessels, has not exhausted either his art or his talent. Thus, the maker of the universe, whose creative power, far from being bounded by one world, could extend to the infinite, needed only the impulse of his will to bring the immensities of the visible world into being. If, then, the world has a beginning, and if it has been created, inquire who gave it this beginning, and who was the creator? Or rather, in the fear that human reasonings may make you wander from the truth, Moses has anticipated enquiry by engraving in our hearts, as a seal and a safeguard, the awful name of God. In the beginning, God created. It is He, beneficent nature, goodness without measure, a worthy object of love for all beings endowed with reason, the beauty the most to be desired, the origin of all that exists, the source of life, intellectual light, impenetrable wisdom. It is He who in the beginning created heaven and earth. Do not then imagine, O man, that the visible world is without a beginning. And because the celestial bodies move in a circular course, and it is difficult for our senses to define the point where the circle begins, do not believe that bodies impelled by a circular movement are, from their natures, without a beginning. Without doubt, the circle, I mean the plain figure described by a single line, is beyond our perception, and it is impossible for us to find out where it begins or where it ends. But we ought not, on this account, to believe it to be without a beginning. Although we are not sensible of it, it really begins as some point where the draftsman has begun to draw it at a certain radius from the center. Thus, seeing that figures which move in a circle always return upon themselves, without for a single instant interrupting the regularity of their course, do not vainly imagine to yourself that the world has neither beginning nor end. For the fashions of this world passes away, 1 Corinthians 7:31, and the heavens and earth shall pass away, Matthew 24:35. The dogmas of the end and of the renewing of the world are announced beforehand in these short words put at the head of the inspired history. In the beginning, God made. That which was begun in time is condemned to come to an end in time. If there has been a beginning, do not doubt of the end. Of what use then are geometry, the calculations of arithmetic, the study of solids and far-famed astronomy, this laborious vanity, if those who pursue them imagine that this visible world is co-eternal with the Creator of all things, with God Himself? If they attribute to this limited world, which has a material body, the same glory as to the incomprehensible and invisible nature, if they cannot conceive that a whole, of which the parts are subject to corruption and change, must of necessity end by itself, submitting to the fates of its parts. But they have become vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans 1. Some have affirmed that heaven coexists with God from all eternity. Others that it is God Himself, without beginning or end, and the cause of the particular arrangement of all things. One day, doubtless, their terrible condemnations will be the greater for all this worldly wisdom, since, seeing so clearly into vain sciences, they have willfully shut their eyes to the knowledge of the truth. These men who measure the distances of the stars and describe them, both those of the north, always shining brilliantly in our view, and those of the southern pole, visible to the inhabitants of the south, but unknown to us, who divide the northern zone and the circle of the zodiac into an infinity of parts, who observe with exactitude the course of the stars, their fixed places, their declensions, their return, and the time that each takes to make its revolution. These men, I say, have discovered all except one thing, the fact that God is the creator of the universe, and the just judge who rewards all the actions of life according to their merit. They have not known how to raise themselves to the idea of the consummation of all things, the consequence of the doctrine of judgment, and to see that the world must change if souls pass from this life to a new life. In reality, as the nature of the present life presents an affinity to this world, so in the future life our souls will enjoy a lot comfortable to their new condition. But they are so far from applying these truths that they do but laugh when we announce to them the end of all things and regeneration of the age. Since the beginning naturally precedes that which is derived from it, the writer of necessity, when speaking to us of things which had their origin in time, put at the head of his narrative these words: "In the beginning, God created." Amen. This has been a Sermon Project production. Original material by Peter Kennedy. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. We facilitate very generous usage permissions, so please let us know your requirements. If you like this type of content and want more of it, please consider partnering with us. In Canada, the Sermon Project is fully charitable, and all donations receive a tax-deductible receipt. If you're outside Canada, we would still love for you to partner with us too, but unfortunately we cannot offer a tax receipt. For more information and donation links, go to sermonproject.com.